are now listening to the Serious Growth Podcast with your host, Leo Costa Jr.
Fuck, you fired up today. I'm not bullshitting either. I am not bullshitting you one bit. Welcome to Serious Growth Podcast, and that includes you, Kara. Kara's going to be on the set today. She's behind the scenes. I want you guys to know that because, you know, it takes a fucking team to do everything. Everything. Even if you think you're doing it by yourself, you're full of shit. It takes a team. Kara's part of the team. So I don't give a fuck if you like it or not, Kara. You're on the team. You're on the Serious Growth team. Got it? Okay. I need somebody to calm my ass down. Seriously. I need somebody to calm me down. Repeat after me. And that includes you, Kara. Repeat after me. If you can't repeat this and say this out loud, say it in your fucking head out loud. You understand what I'm saying to you? Repeat after me. S. D. I said repeat after me. S. D. W. N. R. Q. Say it again. S. D. W. N. R, Q. For those of you that are out there, say it again. I'm not bullshitting. I'm not fucking bullshitting on this. SDW. NRQ. Let's go right now. Fucking SDW NRQ. You know what that is?
No.
You don't know what that fucking is? You better know the next time I ask, okay? And that goes for everybody that's out there. That goes for everybody that's out there. This is it. This is the foundation. This is the shit. Those six letters that you said is foundational. You don't know what that is, Kara? You've been around me for 8 years and you don't know where that shit is? You don't know what it is? I'll tell you what it is. Say it one more time. SDW. NRQ. Those are the six components of the Serious Growth Creed. Student of the game. S. Discipline to the nth degree. D. W. Warrior mindset. What's next, Kara? N. Never, never miss workouts. R. Repetition is a mother of skill. Ding, ding, motherfucker, you got one. And Q. Question everything. That's a Serious Growth Creed. Now, let me explain something to you. I'm hammering you a little bit. I'm hammering maybe you, the people that are listening or watching this. And if you don't like it, fuck off. I don't want you in this club, this Serious Growth Club. I don't want you. I promise you that. And I'll tell you something else. I hold myself, my shit, accountable every single day to SDWNRQ. Every fucking day. I've been doing this for 40 years. You understand what I'm saying? This is not something I'm just saying like most people, this self-talk that they do, this bullshit self-talk that they do. They like to hear it and it makes them feel better. Fuck that. SDW NRQ is what I live. I live every fucking day. Every fucking day. That is not only in the gym, that is my whole life. That's my whole fucking life. Why in the hell do you think I get up at 2:50 in the morning every fucking day? Why? Why? Do you think I need to? I don't. I don't. I love getting up that fucking early. You know why? Because nobody else does. I'm ahead of the game. I'm ahead of you. I'm ahead of you. That makes me feel good. I got to jump on your ass. I don't think that you have the wherewithal to keep up with me, to keep up with this mindset. And yet, I do know that there are some people that can and do. And I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to these other 95%ers who think they are serious growthers and they live this creed. This creed stands, it transcends all walks of life. If it wasn't for this, I wouldn't be here today. This foundation got me through nasty fucking divorce, nasty fucking three strokes in 3 weeks to try to take my ass out. You know what? I never stopped. There is no fucking finish line in life. There isn't. There isn't. It's just the next thing that you do. You're going to get tested. We know that. It's not that. It's not about the adversity. What are you going to do with it? What are you going to do with adversity? Are you going to be that fucking person that's out there that's worried and scared what's going to happen next? Fuck that. It is going to happen next. I promise you. I'm 66 years old. All kinds of bullshit's happened to me. I don't give a fuck. I'm not going to be a victim to that. Fuck that. Mm-mm, no way. When I was in a hospital, this is a true story. Hospital, I got three strokes. I can hardly talk. I was selling memberships to my goddamn club. I could hardly talk. I never give up. Fuck that. It's not going to beat me. No way. But you just can't do that. You just can't say all these touchy-feely things to yourself and think that, magically that's going to happen for you, because it's not. It's not. Am I talking too rough for some of you out there? Is my language too tough? Fuck off. Go away. I don't want you. But I do want serious, serious growthers. I want you. I fucking want you. Now, I want you guys to be and participate a lot more. I'm not seeing enough of you guys out there. What is it? Aren't there many of you left out there? What the fuck? Are we all dead or what? Come on, come to the plate. Let's play. You think I'm fucking around?
And now, a word from our sponsor.
Do you want a bone-crushing grip? Good, because you're gonna get one with the amazing new TRS Gripper. It's a progressive grip builder with longer handles and a special ergonomic design that's like a dozen hand grippers in one. Start off easy and work your way up to quickly build your grip strength from wet noodle to pulverizing. The package includes a video from the world-famous strength coach, Dr. Russ Horine, the man who worked with Leo Costa to help bring you Big Beyond Belief and the Bulgarian Power Burst. Dr. Horine shows you a simple and easy to follow workout plan that takes just minutes a day right from in front of your TV set if you want. So click on the link below and let's get started building you a stronger, firmer, bone-crushing grip.
Most of the workouts that I see out there are fucking mamby-pamby bullshit. You want to know what a real workout is? You think I'm talking shit? Go to YouTube and pull up Costa Platt's workout. Pull that shit up. You know what that was? Fucking war. That motherfucker, Platt, tried to kill me. I knew that. I could tell when I stepped in the gym, that motherfucker. And I'm saying motherfucker in a respectful way, by the way. I knew right off the bat. When we did a squat, he had 315 pounds on that fucking squat. This is day one, motherfuckers out there. If you're not hard, get the fuck out of here. Platz walks up to the bar, Gold's Gym, Venice, where all the pros were training, when it was still a fucking great environment, not this bullshit selfie environment. Fucking morons. Yeah, Platz, you got 315 pounds. I knew nothing. I knew nothing about what was going to happen. How could I plan for this? I couldn't. He shakes it off, goes, oh, I'm not feeling too good today. I didn't know if he was playing me or not, but I always think people are playing me. I'm too old for this shit now. I get taken, but not all the time anymore. The more experiences that you have, the more you know. Yeah, he fucking climbs underneath that bar, cranks out 25 fucking reps with 315 pounds. I knew what was going on. I knew what was going on. Fuck you. Fuck you. I did 28. Now, mind you, I'm bigger. I'm weighing more. So it's pound for pound, to give credit where credit is due, he was stronger than me, and he actually did more than I did. That's one way of looking at it. But I'll tell you what, he had done that shit more than I did. He had a bunch of reps underneath his belt that I never had, so I get some credit too. I'm just making that point. But when we walked into the fucking gym at Gold's Gym every damn time, it was fucking war. I was trying to figure out how I was gonna survive this shit every fucking day. I made it. I got through it. I got calloused. I was bleeding. I had, speaking of calluses, we were doing low rows. I mean, the squat thing was just an example. We did that fucking squat for five or six more reps, never under 25 reps. And that was the first goddamn exercise that we did. This shit did not get better. It got harder. Are you feeling me? Do you understand where the fuck I've been? Fuck you guys. Not all of you. Most of you. You don't know what the hell a workout is. Low rows, pulled calluses off. I'm bleeding in the gym. That motherfucker had no sympathy for me. He said he gave me something to wrap my hands with. Oh, he was prepared. I wasn't. He was. Keep going. Fuck it. We trained like we were going to die. We were going to the edge. I don't give a fuck if you think that's crazy. You got to be crazy to do this shit. Damn right I'm crazy. I'm full-blown fucking crazy. And I'm proud of it. I love it. I don't want to be around you if you're not half fucking crazy, especially as it relates to the gym. Get the fuck away from me. Get your ass away from my sight. I don't want to see you near me. Not in the gym. No. Yeah, he just taught me, you either, motherfucker, adapt or die. People in the military know that's phrased very well. That's how it was, people. Not one or two times, not 1 month. Huh? Every fucking time we went into the gym. I was competing against myself to survive and outdo him, and he was doing the same thing. We were trying to fucking kill each other in a nice way, if there really is a nice way. But I'm trying to make you guys understand what it takes, what it fucking takes. Serious Girls Creed is, I'm holding my fucking self accountable to that shit. So fuck you. I'm not just telling you to do it and me not doing. Oh, no. I've got 40 years under my belt. What about you, motherfucker? What about you? How many years do you have? 2, 3, pussy. You don't know the half of this shit. I get so fed up with it. Somebody would die, but you know what I've learned? I don't want to go to the pokey. I just channel this shit into my workouts to this fucking day. Serious Growth Creed is something I hold myself to. I'm a student of the goddamn game. Every fucking day for 40 years. I don't give a fuck if I'm sick or got a headache. It doesn't fucking matter. I do that creed every fucking day. So if you want to come on board with me, be ready. Be serious. That's what we call it, serious growth. Just be ready. Because if you're not, you won't last. And when I'm training and looking for a training partner, because I'm going to tell you something, man, going back to this thing about teamwork, you know, you have to be self-driven. No motherfucker, your training partners, no one will drive you as hard as you will. And if you rely on someone else to do that, get the fuck out of this club right fucking now. Run. That's not where it's at, pal. And I don't give a fuck if you're male or female. Fuck you if my language is too harsh on you. Fuck you. I treat you all the same. If you want to be in Serious Go Club, if you want to be my training partner, know this. I will be at that gym every fucking day unless I'm dead or paralyzed. And that's the only time I had to go to the gym. For one fucking week, mind you. I went back in a week after I got out of the hospital. Fuck you. Don't tell me you got a hangnail or you got sand in your pussy. I don't want to hear that shit. Fuck you. I'm doing this all my life. You want to be my partner? Really? You better be ready for war. I'm going to kick your fucking ass just because I want to get some giggles and shits. You understand what I'm saying to you? I kick my ass every fucking day. Why shouldn't I kick yours as my training partner? I don't give a fuck if your nose is running. Show up. Fuck it. You're sick? I don't give a fuck if you're sick. Fuck you. I'm not afraid of sick. Fuck you. Can you handle that? Can you really handle that? Do you think you're tough enough? I don't think you are. Not most of you. Not most of you. When the dust settles, I'll be standing. The mark of excellence is that it stands the test of time. Serious Growth has been around for 40 plus years, and we've stood the test of time. Don't waste my fucking time. And yet I want you. I do. I want that, those few, the elite, never give up crowd. I want you in a huge way. The rest of you, get the fuck out of my sight. Till next time, Serious Growth.
Thanks for listening to the Serious Growth Podcast. For more episodes like the one you just listened to, subscribe to us on your mobile podcast app and leave us a review. If you'd like to reach out, you can find us online at seriousgrowth.com. Until next time, train smart,